This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. As we heard last night in Governor Snyder's State of the State address, one of the most challenging issues facing the new state legislature is school funding. The Citizens Research Council has just released a new report looking at the problems of shrinking public school enrollment and how that makes it tough for districts to manage their finances and ways Lansing could support struggling school districts. Craig Thiel is Senior Research Associate with the Citizens Research Council. He spoke with Cynthia about that report.
This report hit me right between the eyes with one line. The last time public school enrollment was at this level was in the late 1950s. That's a pretty stunning picture of how enrollment is shrinking. Can you put that into numbers for us?
Back in 2003, we had about 1.7 million students enrolled in public schools, and that's both traditional public schools as well as charters. And over the last 10 years, statewide enrollment has declined to 1.5 million today.
Okay. What are we seeing as the causes? I'm sure it's easy to say the Great Recession is kind of the evil that plagued so much of Michigan in that time, but can you take us more deeply into the causes?
Birth rates, primarily. People are having fewer kids. So that's putting pressure on the number of public school students that are enrolling. And then add to that the economic challenges of the last decade. As people pursued economic opportunity in other states, they moved their family and took their school-age children with them.
That makes sense. Big employer in town shuts the plant. People have to leave to follow where the jobs are. So we're looking at demographic pressures and economic pressures.
That's correct.
And then to kind of put the cherry on top of the not-so-happy sundae for schools is the fact that the public charter schools opened and started, you know, becoming more attractive to more families.
Right. For individual districts, they're impacted by those two broader trends, demographic and economic. But the competition for students in Michigan has grown immensely. We've seen an explosion in the number of service providers in the education market in the state. And this is primarily the result of adding more charter schools and other education providers, online cyber schools as well. If you can think of public education enrollment as a pie, the pie is shrinking and the pie is being sliced into more pieces. So it only stands to reason that certain slices are being pared down.
Craig, how does the way Michigan funds public schools right now fit into this picture?
We are heavily reliant on the foundation grant, which is the per pupil amount that's set by Lansing every year. Those dollars are used to fund the vast majority of school operating costs. The amount of foundation dollars that a district receives are directly tied to the enrollment. As a student leaves, he takes with him or her that roughly $7,000 grant. And, of course, the economics of school finance are such that when that student leaves, the costs associated with that student don't all leave with him immediately. There's some costs that are still tied up in employing the teacher that was previously responsible for educating that student. What happens is the money in a declining enrollment environment leaves with the student, but some of the costs remain with the district for a period of time.
So here's this district kind of paddling furiously to keep its head above the water.
Exactly, and it takes some time to right-size these budgets. The revenue impact from declining enrollment is immediate. Districts have to recognize these reduced resource levels immediately in next year's budget, and they're expected because they're required to have balanced budget to reduce spending. And the logical place to reduce spending is in their labor, instructional teaching force. But the reality is the costs associated with that student don't allow a teacher to necessarily be eliminated when there's 24, 25 other students that still need that teaching position to be in place.
So is there a fix? What does the Citizens Research Council of Michigan feel could help struggling districts that are, you know, crunched by these fixed costs and declining enrollment?
Some of them aren't novel. Some of them are just things that the state used to do. There used to be some money set aside for declining enrollment districts. Smaller districts that had a hard time adjusting budgets in the short term were eligible to receive one-time resources to help manage their finances through this declining enrollment period. Because of the budget challenges of the last decade, those grants were done away with. The state also used to count students based on a portion of their previous year enrollment. So not just the current year enrollment, but the previous year. So if you were a declining enrollment district and you lost students one year over the next, you got a little extra bump from having some students last year that you don't have this year. And that helped moderate the fiscal effects.
I can imagine this blended student count formula would kind of give you a cushion to kind of soften that blow, at least for a while, help you maybe prepare.
And it doesn't completely absolve the district from having to recognize fewer students. It's just a transition. It allows the gradual reduction in spending rather than an abrupt disruption or reduction.
And then finally,
our recommendation was to look at the structure of the foundation grant. It's designed to represent the cost of educating a student, and some of those costs are fixed, and some of those costs are variable. The grant right now treats all of the costs associated with the student as variable. In other words, when a student leaves, it's estimated that all of the costs with that student also leave. Well, in reality, some of those costs remain with the districts. If there were some study put into the portion of the grant that represents the fixed costs of educating a student and the variable costs, then make the finance system work such that some of those fixed costs remain with the district for some period of time.
So the report from the CRC basically calls on policymakers to consider some of these ideas that you've just spelled out. Is there any sense that there is the interest or the will to do that?
I'd like to point out that Proposal A, the school finance system that we have in place today, is over 20 years old. The last school finance system that preceded Proposal A lasted about 20 years. There's been considerable interest in school finance reform by the State Board of Education, the governor, and the legislature have all weighed in and have recommended different reforms. Based on that, it suggests that school finance reform is a topic that's primed for this new legislature to take on. We're suggesting that this phenomenon of declining enrollment be one of the considerations when they look at reforms for how we fund schools.
And what price do Michigan's schools and thus students pay if things aren't changed and business as usual?
Most of the districts dealing with declining enrollment have successfully managed through this period. It hasn't been without pain or reductions in services and programming at the district level. So it should be said that most of the districts are dealing with it. Where it really becomes a problem is when ongoing declining enrollment and districts can't get in front of it. And there needs to be some opportunity where they can just kind of stabilize the finances for a period where they can get a plan in place. Worst case scenario, declining enrollment can lead to severe fiscal stress for school districts, and the state has had to step in on a number of districts to deal with the financial problems of the Buena Vistas and the Inksters and the Muskegon Heights of the state.
Craig Thiel, Senior Research Associate with the Citizens Research Council, out with a new report, Managing School District Finances in an Era of Declining Enrollment. Good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Cynthia.